Absolutely. And it could sound cliche all you want. Just take it. It's the truth, you know, because it's an ongoing struggle as well. So your story, tell us how you got here. Entrepreneurship. This is not normal stuff, right? This is, you have to be crazy to be engaged in what we do.
Yeah. You know what?
Craziness, right?
I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I'm one of those people that are children of immigrants. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing to be a child of an immigrant because we see opportunities where most people won't. And so growing up, my parents were hustlers. They did whatever they needed to do to make things happen. And that spirit transferred over to me. Like I started selling candy and baking cakes at 9 and running errands for my neighbors. And I remember by the time I got my first job at 15, which was at Taco Bell, I was also selling candy. And the check that I would make every 2 weeks from my time working at Taco Bell, I would make in 1 week selling candy, you know, at school. And I was like, what's the point of getting this job? I learned early on the power of making, putting forth your own effort to make money. And so when I went to college, I pretty much, I tried about 15 different majors. I was like, none of this fits me, but I'm gonna do an internship and see if I wanna do this whole corporate thing. And so I did an internship. I hated it. But I told myself, I'm going to finish what I start. I'm going to give these people my year as promised. But I promise when I finish this internship, I will never work for another person again in my life. And so I ended up graduating with a college degree while being a waitress at Red Lobster for 3 years. And I loved it because it showed me the power of freedom and flexibility. If you didn't want the shift, you can hand it over. You made money that day. It was like a hustle. Right. And I also knew I wanted to get into real estate. So I worked at Red Lobster and I was a substitute teacher while trying to get my real estate license. And that led into real estate. I went from moving to a city where I knew two people to becoming one of the top real estate agents in the city within a year. Mm-hmm. And as a result of the market collapsing, we went from being big time, you know, six figure earners in the game and investors to losing it all, broke, bankrupt, foreclosed, repossession, homeless, on welfare, and pregnant. And so so when that happened, I tell people, when you learn how to make money once, you can do it over and over again.
Absolutely.
So I remember having to let everything go. I remember telling my husband, like, look, the market is shifting. It's time to let this stuff go. And I used to read a lot of books and listen to a lot of audios. And I'll never forget, I heard them say the average millionaire filed bankruptcy 2.3 times before they became a millionaire. So I was like, well, one down, right? Let's keep it moving. This is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But my goal was to find the next trade. I said I was good in real estate, but let me find a trade that can bring me the same level of income. And so while pregnant, living in a spare bedroom of a friend's house, I got online and I just started searching for ways to make money online. And this is 2007 when pop-ups ran, pop-ups were everywhere.
Yeah.
And I would see all these pop-ups with people boasting in front of their fancy cars and in front of the gondolas in Venice or in front of the Sphinx in Cairo. And I'm like, okay, what are these people doing that I need to do? And I wasn't offended. I wasn't thinking scam. I was thinking opportunity. Like, if I can be that guy with my stuff popping up on the computer, then I'll be in a better position than we're in now. So that started my journey. I was broke and I called my dad and I was like, Dad, listen, I think I found our way out of our situation. Would you sponsor me? Would you loan me some money so I can get these tools? They're saying I need an autoresponder and they're saying I need to buy this course and I need this. And so I was like, can you sponsor me? And I'll put your name down and you can get all the checks that come in. I just want to learn the skill. And so so my dad did. He gave me his credit card and he said, use it for whatever you need to use it for. He was like, I believe in you. And I did. I put his name on my first couple of affiliate checks and he still gets paid to this day. So that was like the best investment for him. Yeah. He would get $1,000 checks coming every month and he would call me like, yeah, you did it. Good job. Right. Wow. But that was my commitment to him was, you sponsor me. You can get the money. I just need to learn a skill. And so that was it.
Nice. Nice. That's a fantastic story. Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.